At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Two, one.
All right.
Yo.
Coming to you live from Philly and simulcast on Philly's own WPQZ Channel 68. It's the Paulie and Tony Fusco Show.
As always,
Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco and Tony. NBA Finals ratings are in the shitter, and it's absolutely clear why. You know, nobody wants to see either of these teams win the finals. You know, usually you have one team you hate less than the other, but this year, equal hate on both sides. First, there's Boston, you know, a city which needs another title as much as ESPN needs another show with Stephen A. Smith. And then there's the Warriors, who are taking, you know, more half-court shots than the Harlem Globetrotters. It's terrible, Tony.
Yeah. Sometimes I can't even tell if I'm watching the NBA Finals or ABC's Wide World of Sports. What's next? A man getting shot with a cannonball in his stomach? Which, by the way, would be much better than these NBA Finals.
Absolutely. And, you know, before we go deeper on this, We have to announce our new presenting sponsors. Some business up top. Today's show is sponsored by Tubi. Are you actually paying for streaming content? Well, why the fuck would you do that? Tubi has a whole roster of free hit movies all released prior to 1997. Isn't that right, Tony?
Yeah. The other night, I watched a classic, John Travolta and Broken Arrow. And not only was it free, it also had Howie Long. What a treat.
There you go. Tubi, your home for Howie Long movies. All right, now that we got the business out of the way, we're going to tell you, last show we did, our guest was Jason McIntyre.
Ugh.
He was so terrible, we decided no guest this week. So we're just going to get right into it with our top story.
Top story.
All right, as we told you up top, this NBA Finals is a disgrace. Two teams that we absolutely cannot root for, especially the Golden State Warriors, and I'll tell you why. You know, people, there is a problem you see in business, in the movie industry, now you're seeing it in sports. Of course, I'm talking about nepotism. You know, you look at this Warriors team, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Gary Payton, Andrew Wiggins, all of them sons of NBA players. And you know, this is just a sad display of spoiled kids riding the coattails of their parents, you know, born with silver basketballs in their mouths. Isn't that right, Tony?
It's so disgraceful. Kids born to NBA players have such an unfair advantage because they're basically getting professional coaching since day one.
Yep.
I mean, this is why the Americans hated the Russians in the 1980s. Because in Russia, as we all remember, they were growing babies in labs and putting them on balance beams in pole vaults when they were like 6 months old.
Terrible.
Now suddenly we're supposed to root for that? What happened to pulling your boots up by the laces?
Well said, Tony. Great points all around. And you know what? I have to say, this is why I've never had any respect for Ken Griffey Jr. You know, stealing his father's name like that. Sure, okay, he was okay at baseball. But let's face it, people. He would have never been nearly as popular if his name was, you know, Fred McGriff. As Fred McGriff has unfortunately come to find out.
This is exactly why I absolutely refuse to see any movie starring Michael B. Jordan. It's just disheartening to see the great Michael Jordan use his connections to get his son acting roles and become part of the Hollywood elite.
You know, it is terrible. And, you know, even if those movies were shown for free on our wonderful presenting sponsor, Tubi, I would 100% not watch them based on that.
No chance. No chance.
On to another disgraceful subject. Commander's defensive coordinator, Jack Del Rio. People are mad at him because he called the January 6th attack on the Capitol building a, quote, dust up. And as we all can agree, the blowback toward Mr. Del Rio is disgraceful. Only fools have a problem with what he said. You know, this is what great coaches do, Tony. Isn't that right? They minimize chaos. And what Jack Del Rio did was he put on a masterclass in coaching. You know, if something bad happens, like for, say, an invasion on Congress, well, you don't want your coach making a big deal about that, right? You don't want him distracting the whole team, right, Tony?
Absolutely. How are the Commanders supposed to beat the Cowboys if the players are worried about an attack on the government? Now, they don't have to worry because they know it was just a dust-up. Nothing to see here. Back to football.
Of course, we saw this, we all remember, with the great Vince Lombardi in 1963. Gets the news that JFK has been shot. Does he go and tell Bart Starr, oh no, the government's falling, chaos? No. Mr. Lombardi goes to Bart Starr and he says, there's been a transition in the presidency. We're transitioning from one president to a new one.
Yeah, he was like, hey, Bart, you know, something happened at the parade. Don't worry about it. We still have a president. Let's go out and play football. And what happened, Paulie?
They went on to win 10 straight championships. There you go. That's called coaching, people. Look
into
it.
Yeah, that's it. Look
anyway,
it up.
Finally, a big news from the world of golf, where PGA Tour Commissioner Joe Monahan, he came down from the top rope on all these golfers who are leaving from the LIV, Live Tour, whatever you call that thing.
What is that?
Anyway, that tour has like two or three events a year, and that's it. Anyway, Monahan, he comes on CBS and he says, golf is not meant to be, quote, a series of exhibition matches. And I 110% agree
Absolutely.
With him here, because you know what everybody loves about the PGA Tour is that every tournament matters. Isn't that right, Tony?
Yeah. A few weeks back, I was watching a tournament for the ages. Of course, I'm talking about the Zurich Classic of New Orleans. It was a fully sanctioned PGA tournament where players play in teams of not one, but two. Just like professional golf was always meant to be played, and it was exciting. It came down to four guys whose names escape me right now, but I do remember being very enthralled for a good 17 or 18 minutes.
Yeah, you know, a couple months ago, I was watching a showdown for the ages. It was at the Valero Texas Open, which is, as you know, a huge event, especially for players in the bottom third of the money list who are struggling, you know, to keep their tour card.
Yep.
Huge ramifications there, Mark.
Wow.
Now, again, I can't remember the name of the guy who won either, but let me tell you, it was so exciting to see someone I had previously never heard of until 2 hours earlier suddenly win millions. It was like watching the sports version of Powerball.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to see millionaires win the Powerball, do you?
No.
I want to see someone who's come from nowhere to suddenly be on top of the world before immediately fading back to nowhere within a couple of weeks. That is what the PGA Tour is all about.
Exactly. Every weekend matters, not just to the millions of people at home, but to the three or four guys who finally have a chance to win a golf tournament in an otherwise 30-year career of nothingness. It's just truly great. All right.
Yeah.
Talking about truly great, Tony, that was a truly great show. As
sure
always,
was.
I want to thank our presenting sponsor. Oh.
What?
If
Producer Jay.
Producer Jay, who is the live golf of this show.
Yeah.
What?
Corrections.
What?
Number one, you said Michael B. Jordan is the son of Michael Jordan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, they're not related at all. I'm pretty sure everyone knows that but you.
Oh, yeah? Well, your name should be Michael B. Annoying.
Yeah. Soon, it'll be Producer J. B. Unemployed.
Yeah,
now,
enough out of you.
That's it. No more.
Enough.
No.
What?
Second.
What?
You said the PGA Tour commissioner was Joe Monahan?
Yeah.
Yep.
It's Jay Monahan.
Oh, yeah. As in, Jay, shut the fuck up. Why are you still talking?
Yeah. Jay Monahan, more like Jay Monotone. That's you.
Good one, Tony.
Now, thank you. That's it. No more. We're done.
Last one.
What?
How can you blame Ken Griffey Jr. for being named after his dad? That makes no sense.
Oh, yeah? Well, you're going to be making no sense or dollars after we fire you.
Actually, we're not going to pay you for this week. So take that.
Yeah.
You haven't paid me for the last 4 weeks.
How unprofessional of you to discuss payment on the air. Disgusting.
Oh, my goodness.
Disgusting. Anyway, we're just going to wrap it right there because we do have better news. We will have a guest next week. Finally booked and confirmed, Nick Foles, Super Bowl hero, Eagles legend. Hey, before that, don't forget, watch us on YouTube. Make sure to subscribe. You can also catch us. We got TikTok, Instagram. Yep. We're all over the place.
We're all over
multi-platform, multi-content. And all right, before we go, Tony, great job as always.
Same to you, Paulie. Another flawless show.
There you go. All right. We'll see you, people.
See ya.